And the moments of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting are also the moments of vipaka.
We don't know from the very beginning. Just learn to see that it's just a moment, reality.
That's no all. Need to know it yet.
No need, yeah. But when we read about whether it's vipaka or akusa citta, it means that in order to see that no matter what moment appears, it's not self. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to select or try to understand the difference between vipaka and the kusala and akusala. First of all, it's only a reality. That's all. Before you can see the difference between levels of akusala and levels of understanding and different stages of anything. Just from the very beginning, just a reality. Very temporary. The truth is so very deeply and details, but right understanding develops little by little from really understand the beginning as beginning. No use to talk about the Eightfold Path now without any understanding of whatever appears.
So we start with an understanding of what dhammas are.
What appears now.
Mm-hmm. And it's still not clear.
Not clear?
Not clear.
Okay. What appears now? Is there anything appearing or nothing at all?
I know just that there is something there.
Okay, just now, see?
Something.
Something. And you don't know that something called as this or that, right? No one has to tell you that this is visible object or sound. No need to say anything. But there is a beginning of understanding that there is a reality which is unknown. That its nature is unknown now. But by getting used, accustomed to the characteristic which appear, there can be the memory with understanding or without understanding. Usually without understanding, it is something, someone, like now. But when it's changed from someone or something right now into just a reality, quite different. And what one has accumulated more, the idea of someone and something, and when one just begins to have a little accumulation of just a reality. So it takes time, quite a long, long time. Like when it's taken as something, it took quite a long, long time to know what is that. When a newly born baby says, that baby does not know what is seen. But by getting used to the shape and form, there is the idea of something. And now, it used to be someone, but to understand that it's only a reality, very temporary, a reality it is, it begins to learn to understand. So it takes time, like newly born baby in Dhamma, in understanding, to really understand that what we take for something in reality is only very temporary appearance of a reality. No matter sound or sight or whatever appears, so very short. What is left is only image or sign of the arising and falling away in succession. So one clings to that which is gone away, never come back, and make believe that it's there all the time. Like now. So it's quite like just begin to learn, to understand. Just one word, the first word, Dhamma or reality. No need to think about how many chetasikas and so forth. Just the characteristic of a reality that can be known and understood should be developed little by little by conditions. Otherwise, one wished to experience it as not self instantly, but it's impossible. Newly born baby. Or just the seed which is put in the earth or the soil. No branch, no fruit yet. Nimitta is nimitta, always.
So it's not real?
No. Because when you look at something, and then there is the memory of that shape and form, it can appear like it's seen, but actually it's not. And that is nimitta.
So the nimitta, which is light, in the samatha development, is the nimitta of what object?
What do you mean by samatha?
I just mentioned about what is explained in the Visuddhimagga about...
Visuddhimagga talk about realities right now too.
But in the samatha development...
So what is samatha?
It's calm.
Yes.
And it's kusala.
Yes. Can there be now calmness? Yes. But it's not as long and strong enough to be shown or appeared as samatha. But all kusala moment or realities must be samatha. That's all. Learn to understand reality right now so that there can be understanding of that which is said in any book. If there is no understanding of reality right now, it's impossible to get the meaning from what one reads from the book.
So, Acharya, there's only one meaning of nimitta?
What is it?
You were saying it's a concept based on memory, but we also have the nimitta of reality, which is due to the speed of chittas.
So nimitta is not a reality, but it's the image of succession, the sign of the succession of realities. No matter feeling, a whisper object, sound, smell, taste.
Like whatever we experience
right
now
nimitta. Only nimitta.
But also there's the nimitta as in...
It's still nimitta. There must be looking at the shape and form of that object until it becomes the nimitta.
Okay.
Even you don't look at it, it appears to the mind because of memory.
So the visible object now is also nimitta, but it's not the same as the nimitta that is recalled.
But they are nimitta, even they are not the same. And when one understands nimitta, one has no doubt about nimitta of jhana or anything.
And Ajahn, that was explained about nimitta, the rupa nimitta, vedana nimitta, sanya nimitta, sankara nimitta, and vijnana nimitta. Can you explain that?
Like now. Can you see just a moment of vedana, feeling? If it does not arise more, longer, enough to be known as such feeling. It indicates how rapidity the arising and falling away of Dhamma is. Unknown, always unknown. But by studying one knows to understand that which appears, one does not have to think whether it's the one which has fallen away or the new one at all, as long as it appears. It can be object of right understanding as different ones.
How did the Anjan refers to, because we talk everything that is now appears, it's gone, and it's not there. How that refers to nimitta?
Because of the rapidity of the arising and falling away, so it appears as nimitta, permanent.
But they don't fall away, and but still we change concepts as well. So it's difficult to understand realities, because knowing concepts and not falling away, but they still change. So we can. Mixed them, can confound one with the other, reality with concepts.
At this moment of seeing, do we have to say or to know whether it's concept or image or nimitta? Or just understand that it's a reality appearing, that's all? No one, because it's just that characteristic which can be seen. It cannot be heard. It just arises and appears to seeing and other jittas before it falls away. How rapidity, reality arising and falling away is. So no one knows its nature as just arise, appears and disappears.
We talk about nimitta. Nimitta appears, or there is nimitta after reality is experienced, there is nimitta. But sanya is very tied up with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there would be no nimitta appearing if there wasn't the sanya.
So sanya should be known as not self.
Yes, yes.
All realities are not self.
It just occurred to me the importance of sanya.
But Ajahn, the sanya doesn't seem to not appear. We think visible object all now is appearing, but sanya seems to be covered.
That's why Buddha taught the details of each citta and the difference between rupas too. Each one is not the same. Not the same one at all. New one all the time. So which one belongs to you? Which one?
I don't know which one.
Anyone?
For me it seems there is this nimitta or a concept all the time. And there is something I take for myself.
That's when you have to think of nimitta, or just understand what appears. Different characteristics. Only that. Without realities, there can never be nimitta. But no intention to experience just one reality at a time, because it's impossible.
And Ajahn, the rupa that is seen, the visible object, it has the characteristic or quality or property of being visible. Can you explain this?
When there is a reality appearing, no need to explain. Please explain what is seen.
you said when the reality is appearing, but it can appear like it is seen now, and it can appear like Panya knows it. What do you mean?
Just at moment of seeing what appears. No thinking about it either. Mm. But what appears at moment of seeing.
A color.
You don't have to call it either, but it's there. A reality is seen.
Yeah, that's something that cannot experience. And
but
it must
can be
have...
seen, but it can be seen, and it's seen right now.
Yeah.
That which is seen is a reality, which can be seen only. It cannot be touched.
So can why explain when everybody can know now?
Who can control? Who is the director to direct this to arise or that to arise or not arise?
It's just a reminder of what is. It's just a reminder that now what is seen is just that which is seen, what is visible, and what sees is seeing, but it just depends on conditions whether there's any understanding or not. But we need to have a lot of reminders because there's forgetting all the time that only what is seen.
Lucas asked about explaining what's better than this pointing out in the reality.
Right, just that which is seen, that's it. Mm. And as soon as if there's any trying to get it or understand it, then it's Loba taking one off track again.
Can you say that for you or maybe the nimitta of all seen appears to the mind, but there's not yet the concept about it?
Mm-hmm. So ignorance.
Same way the new moment we have nimitta, but just doesn't know
what. And it is just like now. Exactly.
Everything is a new concept, and as Ajahn say, we have to start with just a single word, and then I have to read a lot. Even I learned about citta, and when I study about citta, many things around it and many new concepts for it. So I don't know what to ask, because every time I read a citta, maybe new concepts arise and I have to find about new. Because even in citta, there are many types of citta and many ways of classifications. And I try kind of have a loba to know everything at one time. So the more I find about it, the more I find confused and
difficult.
You cannot
know everything at one time, you can know only one thing at a time.
Yes, in theory it's just like that, but actually when I don't understand, I feel like I want to understand more and more.
So it's better to understand just one word and one reality too.
Yes.
Is the word Dhamma clear now to your understanding?
I just understand that Dhamma is the reality.
And do we have to use the word Dhamma or not necessary?
Not necessary.
Not necessary. Just talk about that which appears.
Yes.
And what is real at this moment?
Now it's the seeing.
The seeing is real.
Yes.
And what else is real at moment of seeing?
Visible object.
Visible object. Mm-hmm. Is that enough to develop understanding? See?
Yes, I understand. But then when I try to find like about visible objects and many things about visible objects.
To think over it, that what we think about that which appears is different from the seeing invisible objects. Otherwise, we talk about visible object, but no understanding of it as not moment of thinking about shape and form. Mm.
But it's like this sometimes when I just realize that seeing, and I remind, oh, just visible objects, and I try to understand what is visible objects, and then I think about the visible object.
Can visible object experience anything?
No.
Can seeing experience?
Seeing experience the visible.
It experiences what?
Visible object.
Visible object. And at that moment, do you have tooth and arms and legs?
No.
No, nothing. As it can and it will appear like that, it will eliminate the idea of self. Otherwise, the memory of something as my body is still there, even it does not show up at all. But sanya remembers so very fast. It's there, it's me. And even suppose the heart disappear, when there's no right understanding enough, it's me. See? Even hardness, no shape, no form, but the memory of hand and leg and me is there. Like we do think that we have tooth, but actually when it doesn't appear, it's only thinking, taking it for something permanent, and that's not the understanding of a reality as it is at the time. So only by then that right understanding can eliminate the idea of self. Not completely yet, but it begins to see.
And Ajahn, also you mentioned a lot about the considerations about Dhamma, but then I wonder just how again is there considered?
Are you not considering? Is there no considering now? But it's not you. It's not seeing, it's not just hearing, but thinking about what is heard that we call considering. Citta, which does not see, it does not hear, but it thinks wisely, correctly. Or you don't think at all about what is heard. At that very moment that you heard anything, there is considering, more or less, depending on conditions, whether you get it correctly or incorrectly. It depends on conditions too. And that is what we call considering, but it's the function of citta and cittasikas.
Ajahn, you just said, are we not considering now? Which, of course, we are. And we were discussing this last night after the session. And the question that came up, I think, was how do we reflect? We were talking about the four factors of extreme entry. How do we reflect on?
Okay. Sit alone and think a lot. Is that reflection? Of think by your own accumulation. The way you think is not the way it is. Who knows if there is no discussion, no reading and considering. If you like to have how, try, sit and think whatever you like. Can right understanding come up to know that moment as it is? Without hearing the teachings, the right words,
So we can say there's no specific way of
not at all.
It has to happen naturally.
By conditions. By conditions.
And it doesn't matter if it's when one is brushing one's teeth or watching television or whatever.
There is still one eye trying all the time, wanting to know. It's not understanding.
And sometimes when I don't have considerations, and I think, oh, why I don't have consideration?
Because I am thinking of why.
It's like, for example, I see why I don't consider it, and why I don't have any questions to raise here.
John, I think in the Nina book, that was in this chapter on conditions, 24 conditions, and Aramana Pachaya, the second condition, and there was explained that the previous Kusala Dhamma, Akusala Dhamma, the deeds previously done, like Shila or whatever, if this is Kusala, the one reviews that with Kusala or Akusala. So the point is also like, we can't sit and consider this way or that way. All depends how we consider what kind of citta is now and what it considers. Because Nina, in your book that was by Aramana Pachaya, the Kusala citta can Kusala citta can review previous Kusala citta or previous Akusala citta or Akusala Dhamma. And this is like four examples of with Kusala, Akusala can be considered Kusala, Akusala.
It just depends on the accumulations from moment to moment, what kind of considering there is. But when you said before about trying to consider more about visible object or trying to think in a particular way, as soon as there is this trying to think or trying to understand, then actually it's just one's just following lobha again, going off track again, because it's the desire for results or trying to work it out or the thinking about, oh, why don't I have questions or not. Actually, it's just thinking about oneself and just accumulated in that way. And so actually just conditioned dhammas, but so useless just thinking about trying to understand visible object or why doesn't one have questions. And
we understand, like, honestly, in the sutta, the Buddha has, like, talked to the bhikkhu, let's do this or do that. And also, we had to say,
do or understand.
Understand.
Do what?
I don't remember clearly in any sutta, but usually I read this say, it's like usually start with the Buddha say bhikkhu or bhikkhu is this. So how should we understand it?
No conditions.
There must be conditions.
Mm-hmm. Any person who can be or do.
Just pointed out what should and what shouldn't. But it depends on conditions. For example, killing should or shouldn't, but no one can stop the others from killing. What is right and what is wrong, he pointed out.
No, so like for example, when we recite the five precepts or something, just like I pretend myself to far from killing, far from anything, so...
Is there someone that you'd like to kill at that moment? Why think like that? So it depends on understanding. And it's not you at that moment, but no understanding. It's only thinking of intending, just intend. But when time comes, it's not you again, never be you. It depends on conditions. It seems like one gains a lot from of reciting how to observe precepts, but actually it's not. When there's no understanding, it's lopa attached to. That kind of thinking.